Blog Talk Radio.
Right, wrong, and wellness.
Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. And I am so excited that you joined in with us tonight and you are a part of this discussion. And we're going to be talking about the new year, new attitudes and new movements. You know, last week we got it, we got started with talking about getting ready and being on point for the resolutions and those things that we're dreamed of. So this week we got a whole new show. So buckle up and it's going to be a ride tonight. But, you know, there's just a few things that you always got to do before you invite company into your house. You know, mama and them raised you like that. And so what we do right here on this show on Life, Love, and Wellness is we take a couple of steps before we get the party crunked up. And so we always start with affirmative reading. And it comes from my daily inspirational post on WordPress is revsandy.wordpress.com. And today's message I'm so happy to share with you is called New World Order. And, you know, Curtis Mayfield produced that song many, many years ago. And so I remember when I first heard it, how soothing it was to my spirit. Today, as I think on the words, I am reminded that life must be all-inclusive. New World Order, to me, means I must create a new life. This new life is for everyone, not just for myself. It means that my goals and dreams must include the masses. I can no longer think only of myself. I must ask myself, how is what I am doing affect the whole of humanity? Am I contributing to upliftment? Am I changing bigotry and hatred? Do I see the goodness and acknowledge it? Do I encourage others to be their best? Do I honor myself, respect myself, and love myself? As we begin a new year, let us remain vigilant in creating a new world order. We, that's you and I, can do this in whatever small or large way. Our impact is very important. We begin with ourselves. We learn and grow in positive directions. We release old, worn-out belief systems that limit our thinking. We release old emotions that have stolen joy from us. I visualize my success. I visualize my wholeness. I visualize my joy. I am love. As I allow my greatness to shine, the path to enticing to others who want to follow. They follow because they have always desired to do so, just did not know how to. They follow because they understand your light, even though they might not be able to express their own. So they are watching as your light shine more and more brightly each day. Choose to be a positive example. Create a new world order where you are right now, in your home, on your job, in the community, and in your neighborhood. I can create a new world order. I choose to be the change I desire to manifest for humanity. I unconditionally accept others as unique expressions of life and love. My new world order embraces everyone. My circle grows wider and wider with diversity. I accept young and older. I accept male and female. I accept all. I do not judge based on appearances or any other outside influence. I simply accept. That is my contribution to creating this newness. I express gratitude in all my interactions. I am made anew while establishing my personal new world order. And the next thing that we do before we take this thing any further is we acknowledge, we pay tribute, we invoke, and we invite the spirits and energies of our ancestors to be with us tonight on Life, Love, and Wellness. Oh, man, it is with a great deal of love that I announce two of the newest ancestors that I know of, and that's Mrs. Sheila Lockett and Mother Mardell Burks. They are both in that ancestry role, and we thank you for watching over us and for being the love example that you have been. And so, ancestors, we appreciate your love, your light, your guidance, and all the energies that you bring to us. Ashe, ashe, ashe. It's all about life, it's all about love, and it's all about wellness. So tonight our show is called New Life, New World, New Year, New Attitude, New Movements with Tori. So Tori Wiley is a professional personal fitness trainer, and so he's going to be sharing with us the importance of body movement and having that attitude about, you know, how important moving the body is. So he's going to be sharing that with us a little bit in a little bit. So for those of you that are not familiar with the process, for those of you that are already have called in, there's quite a few of you. Our call-in number is 516-531-9819. And when you push 1 on your dial, it lets me know that you want to talk live on air. So for those of you that are on another device and you've not called in, if you desire to talk live with us, then you will need to call in on the 516-531-9819 and just simply push 1. So, audience, you know we got it crunked up tonight. This is just like the second week into the year. I don't know about anybody else, but this has been such a tremendously blessed year. Just in these first 10 days, it is absolutely off the charts for me. So this is Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Ryder Show. We're going to get our motors revved up just a little bit here because, you know, that's how we do it here. So we'll be right back. We're going to take a quick break.
Come on. Walking.
So that was Edwin Starr. For those of you that are not familiar with 25 Miles, that's a little oldies from the past. So I hope you enjoyed that. Welcome back to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. We're going to jump right on into this. A new year, new attitude, new movements with Tori. So Tori is a personal trainer with LOJ Fitness right here in Smyrna, Georgia. So his belief is in healthy living, and he assists people to reach their goals through proper planning and personalized programs. He is passionate about touching the lives of all those whom he meets. And I have the pleasure of meeting Tori, I guess a couple of months ago at a vegan-vegetarian event right here locally in Cobb County in Georgia. It's right on the outskirts of Atlanta, for those of you that are not familiar with it, how Atlanta is set up. And so these are some of the things that we're going to cover tonight. So do you have any questions about a movement program that would be great fit for you? Are you still wondering if exercise is even worth the time? How does your body feel after a workout? Would you like to get better and more flexible? What concerns do you have about longevity and the effects of regular, consistent body movement? So those are going to be some of the things, Tori. And so let me just quickly introduce Tori to you so that you'll have an idea of his background and what really drives him. So Tori Wiley is the founder and CEO of LOJ Fit Club. He is truly a visionary in every sense of the word. He is an expert in the field of fitness, particularly natural body movements, and we're going to get him to explain that to us. Tori has a strong passion for the betterment of people, primarily through cultural change. Tori's primary goal is to teach others how to adopt a healthy lifestyle via nutrition and fitness and practicing them as a mandatory ritual. He himself has lived by a strict vegan vegetarian diet for the past 8 years. Tori is the pure embodiment of willpower through self-determination, and he says no matter the odds. So, Tori, welcome to Life, Love, and Wellness. It is such a pleasure for you to be with us tonight.
Thank you. Absolutely. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, you know, your energy was just so magnetic that day when I met you at that event. It was like you were just drawing me to you. So, no, you're cool, man. And I just wanted people to get a chance to experience you and what you bring to the world because you're so passionate. I mean, it was just shining out of you. So thank you for what you do.
Oh, man, yes. Likewise, and you know, when how the spirit moves, when things are meant to be, it comes together, and we definitely need your platform, and we love what you're doing because people like myself and many others who have things that they're doing, they need platforms to be able to express it so the people can get what they need and be fed.
Indeed, indeed. Well, all right, then, let's jump into this. Tell us a little bit more about you. I read the words off the paper, but I want people to know who you are. So why don't you introduce yourself to the audience?
Definitely, yes. So health and wellness, I would say, is at the forefront of what we're talking about especially. So I want to definitely, because there's many aspects of, you know, who I am as a person, but I still want to stay on topic. But long story short, I have been molded. I'm a product of a group of individuals who left America in 1969 and resettled in a city called Dimona, Israel. Okay? So with that being said, everything from, you know, my institution to, you know, my way of life is greatly impacted and influenced of, you know, my upbringing and my cultural knowledge and understanding on how things, you know, work as far as especially from a holistic approach. So with that being said, in order to really understand me on the greater realm, you know, you must understand a little bit of where I come from. So that's where I come from. And I've been in America for most of my life, but I travel back and forth almost every year back to Israel and, you know, get my recharge. But as far as health and wellness goes, one of my brothers, when I was around 15 years old, had got his personal trainer's license. And so by the time I got to be about 17, I was, you know, playing sports and just didn't know what I really wanted to do, if I wanted to go play the next levels and things like that. I was, you know, I was, with all humility, I was good enough, but I just was not quite sure that I want to put my body through that or what did I want to do. So I ended up starting a company by the time I was about 18, and I said that I was going to build this ground up and I was going to include my family in it so that we could have a legit family business. And what better area, you know, to go in other than the health and fitness area, because that was our life. You know, we grew up, you know, learning about exercise and nutrition and, you know, the benefits and why we must do it and things like that. So I furthered my education and got certified as a trainer, and I started a company, and ever since, we never looked back. And so we help people, you know, train from, you know, one-on-one style personal training to nutrition plans and showing people how to detox to properly breathing. And so with that being said, that's kind of like a gist of, you know, who I am and what it is that I'm really engulfed in at this point in my life.
Okay, so were you born in Israeli, or were you born here in the United States?
So I was born here in the United States, but I went back to Israel. I went to Israel at a very young age, and when I came back out here, and so I had sisters. All of my sisters actually stayed in Israel for another about 12 to 13 years. So they were brought up. So I would be back and forth visiting my family because my father was in Israel. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that sounds like an incredible lifestyle, you know, to have that cross-cultural from Israel and the United States, to have both of those impacts on your upbringing.
Right.
Okay, well, cool. So are you from a large family?
Yes. I have four brothers and four sisters and probably 800 cousins, literally.
Okay.
Yes.
Cool. So you say you started the business. Is that the LOJ Fit Club? Is that what you started when you were 18?
Yes, yes, we've been doing it ever since. So we've been in business for about almost 6 years now.
Okay. And what does the LOJ stand for?
Lion of Judah.
I know that's what it was. Okay, great. So you said, yeah, I know, right? Just trying to break it all down for everybody. So now you were saying in your bio that you deal particularly with natural body movements. Can you tell me what that means, what that is?
Yes, correct. So natural body movements is the understanding that, yes, exercise is exercise, but just like anything, you know, music is music, but not all music is good for you. You know, TV is TV, but all TV is not good for you. Food is food, but all food is not good for you. So it's the same thing with exercise. And so what we've done is maintain and made sure that we went and really kind of movements were beneficial to the human body. So the first thing, just to kind of let people to, you know, on the ground level understand is that, for example, going into a gym where these big fancy machines are there and we're using these machines, well, these machines are fixed. They're fixed. They're on fixed plane. So with that being said, it's not a natural movement for your body to participate in, which causes dysfunctions in the body. So in learning that, and then also learning, you know, how your body is already a machine, then it would limit, you know, certain movements that certain people are participating in, due to the fact that you understand that over time that these things are not necessarily good for your body. Just because you're moving doesn't mean it's necessarily a good movement.
So I'm going to ask you a question because I can hear it going in somebody's mind that's listening to this program. So are you saying that working out in a gym is not good, or that you should be careful of your movements, or what are you saying exactly about working out with the equipment at the gym?
Okay, good question. I love to say that most things, even things that I don't necessarily agree with, some things has its place, okay? And it has, you know, a lot of things is really more so based upon application than it is the actual thing itself. So what I mean is that, well, first and foremost, machines in the gym is not the only thing that's in the gym. So I would never tell nobody not to go work out in the gym, because there's a lot of other space and things and just a whole environment where people are working, you know, as hard as you, which gives you motivation. So I'm not going to ever say, you know, not to go to a gym. But what I am saying is that I feel like where machines has its place, machines has its place when somebody may be injured, where you may have an injury, a certain kind of injury, which, you know, makes you have to kind of modify certain things that you do. And if you want to, you know, still work a certain area and you're injured, instead of doing it the natural way where it's a lot of compound movements where you're working more than just that one that you're trying to work, a machine will be able to allow you to isolate those muscles. Our body never works in isolation. You know, anything that we do in, you know, in just our everyday lives is never isolated. Your body was not meant to isolate anything. So machines being that the key factor in a machine is isolation, is I think is useful only when somebody has a specific injury. And some of those machines, not all of the machines, some of the machines you can still do compound and you can still do integrative movements with the machines, but a lot of the machines are isolated machines where it's not necessarily good for a healthy body.
And, you know, I like this direction of the conversation. A few years ago, I don't know how many, 5, 10, 15, I'm not sure, but my nephew had asked me about working out at the gym, you know, and had I worked out at the gym all my life. And I was like, no, because as a youngster, as a young adult, we didn't have gyms like, you know, like they're popular today. But that was because we were outside. We were always active. And so people are not outside anymore. The children aren't. The teenagers aren't. The adults aren't. So they're in these gyms. And it almost goes along with, you know, this food that's being manufactured in these laboratories and stuff, you know, the GMOs and all of like that. And so is your program geared more toward like getting back to utilizing our bodies more so than going into a gym? Is your workouts like outside, or are they inside of a building? And how would you compare what you do with what we see in a gym environment?
Okay, another great question. So both. Now, of course, with this weather we've been having in Georgia, for all the people who are in Georgia, I am not taking clients outside in this weather outside right now. But yes, definitely in the spring, winter, summer, and fall, a lot of our sessions are outside in nature. Shoes off so you can be connected and rooted into the earth and get that electric charge that your benefit, you know, that benefits you, that comes directly from the earth. So a lot of our workouts are in nature. However, we do have a facility. So in our facility, it is a very small and intimate facility. where, you know, we don't need but, you know, a handful of space. And now, not to get anybody confused, we still do exercises. Now, what you were saying is very true. And especially even just going back and studying, you know, especially for our people in particular, and going back to Africa and a lot of places on the earth, we had a lot of, you know, our exercise was rooted into our everyday lifestyles. We didn't walk because we couldn't make machines or make things that would, you know, help us travel long distance. We walked because we integrated things in our exercise and our lifestyle purposely because we understood the benefits of it. So it's the same thing what you're saying, even just growing up, is a lot of the things that we did, you know, we walked or, you know, did this or, you know, played outside or whatever we did, you know, had fun outside due to the fact that we understood the benefits of it and it was exercising. So we integrated it in our lives. But now, you know, now people are aware of, you know, the benefits of, you know, certain things like just wanting to even build a body, you know, the body to look a certain kind of way. So the only way to effectively do that naturally is to, you know, complete rigorous exercise where, you know, you specifically targeting areas and, you know, different points and challenging your body. So we do a lot of, you know, that style of training and it's inside. But the difference is that, you know, we'll even utilize, you know, accessories, you know, to be able to, you know, make the exercises more challenging, et cetera. So, but the things that we use are things that basically, like, again, it complements your body. It's not the other way around. The focal point is not the machine. The focal point is you, but we know how to add certain, you know, equipment to be able to just help the challenge, but the focal point is not the equipment itself.
Okay. Very well stated. Thank you. Because I'm not adverse to, you know, the gym. I think the gym is a wonderful place, but I do believe that sometimes we get it confused. Because I have read maybe a year or so ago that about that natural body movement and how, like, you know, just your movements in the house, you know, moving through your house, you can be doing exercises as you're doing that. And it was called that, I believe it was called the natural body movement. And so it goes along with what you're saying, you know, like using your body as the tool and not the machine, not your focus being on the machine. Do you prescribe to any length of time? You know, is there a minimum time frame where you can get benefit from moving your body from exercises? Do you know, is it like 15 minutes or 30 minutes? You know, do you have to rev yourself up, you know, the sweating and all of that stuff and maintain it? What is that? What, in your opinion, what's your maximum way of utilizing that?
Okay, absolutely. So everything is always based upon the desired goal. So each person is going to be different in what they would need or require based upon what they're trying to do. You could literally maintain, you know, your body or your, you know, your exercise level at 15 minutes a day, you know, 4 days, 3 days a week. You could maintain it at 15 minutes, you know, and if it's challenging enough, you could even do it in 10 to 7 minutes if you just maintain it. Now, as far as a, you know, a well put together and, you know, depending on how hard you're going and challenging exercises, minimally 30 minutes, maximum an hour. You don't, if you're spending more than an hour exercising, that's too much time. And through study, you know, a lot of studies that I've seen, in fact, you know, if you're spending more than an hour, you start to go in the opposite direction. So
really,
always, yeah. So my favorite time frame is about 45 minutes in the gym or in the wherever you are. 45 minutes working out is that sweet spot.
Okay. but as little as 7 to 10, depending on what you're doing, could also,
that's right.
You know, and the reason, yeah, the reason why I was asking Tori is that, and I'm one too, so I'm not talking about anybody else. I'm really, I'm looking at me. So I'd be like, oh, okay, well, I don't have 30 minutes right now, so I guess I won't do any exercises. And so, but now, see, you just got rid of that excuse for me because you like, you ain't got to do it 30 minutes. You know, you get you a good 7 or 10 minutes in there, you do it right, and you can still get the benefit from doing the exercise. I like that. I like that.
Yes, ma'am. You sure can.
Okay, so now coming to you, and I want to make sure that we spotlight your business and make sure people understand about LOJ Fit Club. So now, I would come to you, say I met you or I heard about your organization, your program over there, and I come in. Can you kind of give me a walkthrough of what's going to happen? Do I just walk through the door? Is there like a pre-test or something like that prior to? And we got a couple of callers, too, that have questions for you. So if you would answer that, I'm going to bring these other callers on.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, so definitely. So we primarily are appointment-based, but we do have, you know, walk-ins or whatever the case may be. But as far as exercising goes, it's, you know, it'll be based upon an appointment. And we specialize in one-on-one style training. So, you know, we believe that so many people have, different set of issues or things that they're trying to accomplish. So just grouping 30 to 40, 20 people together is not going to do a whole bunch of good for, you know, the people who need that individual attention. So with that being said, what we do is the first step is we have a conversation. And if it's something that somebody's interested in, we set up a consultation and an assessment. And from there, you know, we sit you back down and say, hey, you know, this is what we, you know, these are some of the things that we offer. And then based upon my, you know, experience and, you know, based upon my evaluation, this is what I think would be good for you. And then I let, you know, the client talk, and then they tell me what they think will be good, and we try to come somewhere in the middle and make it work. And that's pretty much how the process is streamlined.
Okay. So you say you specialize with one-on-one, and so it starts as soon as that person makes contact with you, like you're building that relationship with that one individual, right?
That's right.
Yeah, I love it. All right, so let's see who we have here. Our first caller is area code 843-250. Give us your name, where you're calling from, and your contribution to the call, please.
Hi, Sandra. This is Havana. I'm calling from Newborn, Georgia.
Hey, Havana.
How you doing?
How are you? Doing well. How are you today?
I'm excellent. And how are you,
good,
Brother
good.
Tori?
I am good. How are you?
I'm excellent. And I've also I went to Damona, Israel in 2001. And what impressed me about the paradise there was the fitness that early in the morning the sisters and I would get up to go to the fitness center there. And I forget the young brother's name. He was very slim guy. He would always he always taught the fitness that morning. But
right.
I was really impressed with the even the young people were into walking and working out and dancing and keeping fit and trim and with the vegan diet. But I'm very familiar with Benameen and Brother Prince Ram in Atlanta, Georgia. I was
correct.
I was under his tutelage for about 3 years, but I was stationed in Charleston, South Carolina. But I came into the organization with the vegetarian diet, not vegan, but vegetarian, and always worked out in my home, never really in the gym, and just studied some of the art of working out and using your body natural positions to enhance your body and keep fit and trim. But one question I always had, and I never got an answer, is how do you maintain your muscle mass on a vegan diet? How do you build your muscle and keep it on a vegan diet? I've always had trouble with that.
Now, that is a great question. The individual, I want to kind of backtrack a little bit. The individual you're talking about, maybe Kohane Abir?
Kohane Abir, that's him.
Yes.
Powerful brother.
Yes. Okay. That's a great question. That's what a lot of people come to us for. In fact, I'm a little slender myself. You know, I'm a lot of muscle mass, but, you know, very, you know, not much fat. However, I have my younger brother who's a year younger than me. He's about 35 pounds heavier than I am, and he actually has to maintain, and he's vegan as well. He actually has to, you know, make sure that he's, you know, tracking his diet, because if not, he actually goes in the opposite direction. If I stop exercising, I go down. When he stops exercising and things, he goes up. So most of us. But yes, let me tell you what that is. What it is two things. Weight is only determined by calories, which I'm not a big fan of calorie counting. But what I am saying is that in order to maintain weight on you or to get a suffice amount of weight, even muscle, is you have to intake a lot of food. I'm talking about, and especially on a vegan diet, you must eat more at serving size and you must eat more frequently.
Okay.
And so what I found with my brother who I'm talking about, what he did was he ended up breaking his metabolism. That's what ended up happening. He broke his metabolism to where, you know, at first he had a very fast metabolism, and then he broke it by just, you know, he just ate. And growing up, we used to always tell my mother, like, Mama, like, he eating too much. Like, what is he doing? Because he's our younger brother. So he's like, he eating too much. We used to be so mad because he just ate. And so that's what ended up happening was he broke his metabolism. So now it's a lot easier for him. He will go, like, you'll see him in three weeks if he gets sick or something. You know, in 3 weeks he'll kind of get small, but then he'll pack on 20, 30 pounds like this. Boom, boom, boom. It takes me years to pack on that amount of weight. But because I don't, and I have not, you know, I have not really, 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 really honed in to the point where I'm just eating. And so that's really all it is. And I know how to do it. I've done it. You know, I go up and down as well. My disparity in the difference of the numbers is just not as high. But that's exactly how you do it. You have to work really hard in the exercise room, but 80% of it is literally eating all day in large quantities, and that is how you will be able to do it. Now, the great thing about it, Ms. Havanah, is that the great thing about it is once you have it on you, it's a lot easier to maintain. But it's just getting to that point first.
Uh-huh. Now, do you, for your clients, do you list a menu for them to begin? Because, you know, a lot of people don't know how to prepare vegan meals or how to, you know, what to eat to actually keep it on. Because some of them may be, allergic to wheat, or I know that they have the spelt
soy
flour.
And
so what could they do? Is there a list that you give them to help guide them into the adding the pounds on vegan style?
Yes, absolutely. Now, even though we're a vegan company, we promote a plant-based diet, or live it, how we would say. We promote a plant-based live it, and which simply means that we're just saying, hey, incorporate more vegetables and let vegetables and fruits be at least 80% of your nutrition intake, And then whatever you do on the rest, you know, we don't recommend any kind of beef or pork or anything like that. But if somebody is still eating fish or chicken or things like that, then, hey, you know, do what you do. We just saying, hey, you know, just incorporate more plants. But now we do have vegan, completely vegan, you know, individuals who are seeking our guidance as far as that. And, yes, we navigate them in, you know, in the different areas and things that they can, you know, say, okay, hey, well, you're allergic to this or that doesn't serve you well or you don't want to eat soy, you want to stay away from that, okay, this is what you can do. And in this day and time, they have so many different options. It's almost impossible not to find what you're looking for. There is so much stuff out there now.
Okay.
All right. Let's bring on the next caller. Have a nice stay on, okay? I want to honor this next person here. It's area code 619-884. You want to tell us your name, where you're calling from, and your contribution?
Yes, how you doing? This is Ali. I'm calling from San Diego. I just wanted to reach
out.
Hey,
Ali.
I just wanted to reach out to you great people and, you know, spending your Tuesday night talking about something that's going to help the body, which is a great thing, you know, because a lot of people, man, I'm telling you, for they just don't understand the movement. You know, like the brother was saying earlier, you know, just because you're moving don't mean you're moving the right energy, the right way, you know. And so he was talking about the vigorous, you know, workouts. And I do that too, like real hardcore vigorous for like maybe about 7 to 10 minutes. You know, I don't try to kill myself, you know. but at the same time, like he was talking about them diets, you know, 80%, probably 85% of my diet is fruits and vegetables. You know, I eat beans, rice, and, you know, things like that, potatoes to try to keep the weight on because I eat no meat, no soy, none of that stuff. So it's hard for me to keep weight on and until I started eating more potatoes and making more soups with, you know, potatoes and onions and, you know, carrots and stuff like that, you know. And I eat, like you said, you know, I eat, you know, maybe about 4 or 5 times a day, man. You know, 2 large meals and then some small meals, but I'm always chewing. I be chewing. Look, I'm going to tell you, back in the day, you know how the marijuana used to give you the munchies? Well, when you become a vegan, you get the munchies, man. So I just wanted to say that. I appreciate all y'all. I love you. Hey, thank you for the encouragement and the enlightenment and the knowledge because and also the, you know, the pushing of the way you do it, you know, by just talking to people. A lot of people push it on you. They say, no, you got to do it like this. You got to do it like that. Or this ain't going to work. But, you know, you got people that, like he just said, you know, we find out if you allergic to soy and stuff like that. You know, we try to figure it out and pay you to cut it out. So that's a good thing, and I appreciate you guys. And thank you, you know, for the information. I'm walking dogs. I might not be able to hang on too long, but I just wanted to let y'all know y'all got the hottest Tuesday night going on right now.
Well, appreciate that. So let's get back to Israel. You guys were talking about the culture of activity, and so we got Ali in San Diego walking dog, so his body is up and moving. And so I want to talk about the contrast. Tori and Havanah, you guys can just kind of, you know, like chime in together there, because you were talking about Havanah getting up early in the morning and like the whole community. It was a culture of activity and moving the body. And I know that's not what we have here, at least not that I can readily see. And so we're very sedentary, you know, like we sit all day at a computer or we sit all day driving a car. So I want to talk about the difference. And then, Tori, if you could kind of tag in as to what does that inactivity actually do to our body. So I know that's a loaded introduction there, but if you guys would kind of just kind of have a conversation around that, because I don't even think we realize how much we don't move our bodies here.
Correct. Yes. So as far as back to the cultural thing, so basically we have a mandatory law that is built into our culture, which is, we call it what you call holy concern. What that simply means is that we have, individual have a right to be able to, I'm able to look at Havana and say, you know, shalom Havana, but, you know, when's the last time you exercised, you know, and that, and I'm looking at her because I'm concerned because I can see that, you know, 2-3 months ago, she wasn't the same as she is now. So I'm able to say that to her without it being an insult, because it's already culturally understood that I have a concern about your well-being, because if you're not healthy and something, you know, happens to you, then that affects me. So I have a divine right to be able to, you know, question you about that. So with that being said, it's mandatory for us to at least exercise, every single, you know, person in the community to exercise at least 3 times a week. And, you know, if you're not doing that, then, you know, somebody will say, okay, hey, you know what, come join our exercise group at this time, and, you know, we'll see you at 6 o'clock in the morning. Because everything is so close-knit, and a lot of us, the majority of us, live in a village, or what you would call in Hebrew the kifar, you know, we're able to knock on the door and be like, hey, get up, all right, Havana, come on, we 6 o'clock. You understand? So, you know, it's the beauty of being able to, you know, hold one another accountable and not be, you know, in this society, you know, if I looked at you and said that, you know, you looking at me like, what you just say to me? You understand? It's like it's like, what? Who are you to be telling me that? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's disrespectful. You know, but, you know, and that's the, you know, so really, in a true sense, you know, who loved, and I understand it in our brains and our perception, who really loves you? The person who's going to let you continue to destroy yourself and they can see it and never say nothing to you, or the person who's going to say, hey, I don't want you to do that. So in fact, I got a solution. I want you to come with me and do this because I'm a little bit concerned. So what is love at that point? But see, this society has made it to where, you know, we can't say nothing to, or, you know, to anybody without getting, you know, into an argument, or like, what, you know, like, you know, like it's something wrong there.
I like that.
Along with that, if you're really concerned about your own body, your transformation to higher consciousness, you focus on the four bodies, your mental, your spiritual, your emotional, and your physical body, if any one of those is out of balance, that means the rest is going to be out of balance. So you have to include the physical. And that's the one thing that a lot of the religious organizations fail to acknowledge. You have to focus on your physical body in order to maintain a balanced spiritual life. You can't get away from that. So my goal has always been, from a child, to always be healthy. For some reason, as a child, I knew that if I kept myself healthy and maintained that my energy level would always be intact. I would always, you know, heal faster. And that has always been with me. And that's what I always try to project to my family first and then to other people. But you got to use the right words to, you know, get them to understand as much as they can about the flu that they put in their bodies, how it affects everything about you, your emotions, everything. Your temper is, if I'm eating the wrong food, I notice that my temper is short. I don't have the patience that I normally would have. But if everything is balanced, if I'm eating like I'm supposed to and my body is working, I'm eliminating, and all of that works in unison. If I stray from that, I'm going through a depression. When the weather changes, I'm ill. I said, wow, everything is affected by your thoughts, what you ingest. And I try to make sure that I'm ingesting the right stuff and I'm putting out the right stuff. And so now I was reintroduced to the urine therapy. And I don't know how it slipped by me. My mother used to talk about it years ago. So I got back into it, and I noticed a difference in less than a week. how it really energizes you, using your own fluid to cleanse your body, energizing you. So there's a lot that we have strayed away from, that we don't know about, that can save our lives. So you don't need all these fancy gyms to go to, or these fancy vitamins and all these doctors' prescriptions to maintain your health. You can actually do it yourself if you focus on your body, what it does, how it works. You don't have to take a whole class in anatomy and physiology. Just read a little bit of how your body works and maintain that. Put that substance in it that maintains it, and you get it through your food. Water, good thoughts, being around positive people. It has helped me for years, and it's something that I live by. So people don't have to get up and force me to work out. I love my body enough to know that you got to work out to release the toxins. You have to, and cleanse your inner soul, working out, breathing in positive affirmations and being around positive people and eating healthy foods. So that has always been with me, even though sometimes I stray away from it when I go away and be with family, but I always come back to it. And that has been a lifestyle for me since day one, and I love to maintain. I like being around people who have that positive energy that knows about it and is willing to share stuff with other people and being a whole village in helping others to maintain their health as much as possible and eradicate all these illnesses that were created.
Heaven, I really appreciate you for sharing that, because a lot of times, like you say, in the spiritual realm of our lives, we don't talk about the physical nor the nutrition. And those, like you said, work hand in hand with our spiritual consciousness, because when we're clogged up, when we're clogged up with the toxins, and we're not feeding our body the right foods that it needs, then we're not connected spiritually as well as we could be if our bodies were cleaner and lighter. So I thank you for bringing that up. And, Tori, you had mentioned earlier a phrase, and I really liked it, and I wrote it down. You said, not diet, but live it. And I just think that is such an appropriate way to look at how we, and naming how we eat our foods versus a diet. You know, I mean, I hadn't thought about it like that before, but when you said that, that was really intriguing to me.
Yes, this whole language, man, everything, even in the exercise world, I have to redefine almost every and rename more so everything, you know. I mean, it's an exercise, you probably heard of it, it's called the deadlift. Like, everything is destructive, and, you know, we don't really understand how much that really plays into, you know, even when we're just laughing, like, oh, my God, I'm killing myself laughing, or I'm dying laughing, like, even those things. So, you know, when we're talking about something that is supposed to be, you know, we're praying to the Creator when we pray over our food and asking, can he yield the nutrients to us, yet we're calling that very system a diet. So it does not even go together. And so understanding that, you know, in this redemptive struggle, we have to rename and to redefine almost every single thing. So yes, it's very important that our mindsets, consciously and subconsciously, is away from anything that has the possibility of being destructive, you know, in our conversation. And Ms. Sandy, I know you asked me a question. I didn't want to I wanted to be sure to answer it. You said something about what does inactivity, do to us. You asked me that, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, so just real briefly, you know, I wanted to say that anything in nature, being inactive, for example, we know to never drink water that is what? Still. You don't drink water that's still. You know, if you're somewhere in the woods, you know, you want to drink the water that is running, that is continuous movement, because in the movement and going mm-hmm. over certain things and going over the rocks and things like that. It's purifying. It's purifying whatever the substance is. Now it's ironic that I use, you know, off the top of my head, I use water, because isn't 80% of our body, 70% of our body made of water? So if
yes.
we're not to even drink still water, why would we even allow our bodies to be still or inactive to where that still water could develop in us, which would create all kind of cancers
Good
and diseases
week.
That we know that is preventative. And so that's the effects of being inactive. It's really like what Ms. Havin and I was saying. It doesn't take, you know, you don't have to read, you know, or a magazine or, you know, the next news article. You don't have to do that. It's simple. It's really, if you just think about common sense, you know, common sense will let you know, and nature will tell you everything that you really need to know. You don't have to know, you know, that the chemical components of, you know, you don't have to know H2O. You know water is good for you. You don't have to know the science behind it. It just makes sense. And so if we could really, you know, go back to understanding that a lot of these things are in our inward parts, then we'll be able to understand that, hey, connect with that. But in order to do so, like what Ms. Havin said, you have to make sure that your environment, but also your physical body, is in alignment with what it's supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing I wanted to also chime in on was, Ms. Havin, you said that, you know, you didn't need anybody to, you know, explain to you the importance of keeping, you know, your body healthy, which is, there's a lot of people, there's few people that's like that, but in this society that we live in now, there's a lot of people who do need individuals to be able to help them. You know, they may have certain strengths in other areas. They may not need nobody to, you know, to explain economics to them, and they may have that down pat. But the beauty of the way the Creator made us, He made each and every one of us with a certain ability in us, but He also made us lack in other abilities. The reason
yeah.
why that would be the case is so that we would have to, let's say, for example, I know you've been I've been in a networking event or something, and we'd be playing a game. And they would say, okay, you're in group one, you're in group two, you're in group three, you're in group four. Now I need y'all to form four groups and find the other twos, you know, find the other threes and find the other fours. So in the way that the Creator made us, He made us to where we're supposed to go find other like-minded people who may have different attributes, so that that you know, what I'm lacking in, if I lack in, you know, economic development, I need to get around somebody in my environment, to be able to help me with that area. And the same, if I'm my strong point is health and fitness, then somebody may need me, and we can trade off of each other in that way, because everybody just doesn't have that true understanding of how important certain things are.
Yes. And I have a question that someone posed to me some years ago about running. It's actually a yoga instructor said that we don't supposed to run. Only horses are supposed to run. That running is too harsh on our joints. How do you feel about that?
I've heard the same thing before. Makes sense, but I would take it with moderation. You know, I would say that not completely. And I think if they're coming from the same source of what I heard, you know, what I've studied, which is more so detrimental to jog than it is to, so jogging is not necessarily the best thing for us, but sprinting is a whole nother kind of ball game. Because jogging,
okay.
the way that our limbs and the way that it, you know, impacts on our hips and ankles and things like that over time, yes, you know, it starts to deteriorate certain bones and things like that. But as far as sprinting, you know, is a real different kind of ball game that we're talking about, which I think sprinting is a very good thing for us.
How do you explain what sprinting is? How would you describe sprinting versus walking or jogging?
Okay, that's great. So sprinting, jogging, you're kind of reserving, your exertion rate. So
okay.
With that, you're kind of compacting, you know, certain exertion in all in one little short little movement. Whereas sprinting, you're elongating your muscles, and you are and you're exerting a lot of energy. Really, a lot of times when you're sprinting, you're exerting most of, if not all of, the energy and all of the, you know, the way that your body even moves. You open up more. Your legs are getting longer. Your arms are reaching further. So you're elongating, whereas you're not just kind of compacting that movement into one little short little jab, more so to speak.
Okay, that makes sense.
And in fact, if you look at a sprinter versus, look at a sprinter's body and physique versus somebody who runs cross country, you know, somebody
mm-hmm.
who runs cross country, you know, we it looks like a stick, whereas somebody who, you know, is a sprinter, they have muscle mass as if they were like in the gym, lifting really heavy weights, and it's because of the exertion rate and the amount of force that sprinting has. You know, and what can do for you, what it can do for you. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
All right. So tell us about your business, Tori. How can people take advantage and sign up with you or take advantage of your programs? Do you have like long distance type of customers, clients that can benefit from your services? And because we, as you can see, Ali called us from San Diego, California. I know we have a couple of people on here from Texas, and I think we've got a couple or at least one person from the state of Washington. And so share with the people how they can support you or how you can support them and what their physical goals are.
Yes, absolutely. I always say in business, you know, if you're in business in the 21st century and you don't have something where you can do web-based, you're behind. So, yeah, of course. of course, we have what we really specialize in, you know, anybody who's abroad or not necessarily in a local area of where we are, we have health coaching programs where we have, you know, a health coach. And we're primarily just doing everything that we do locally, except that accountability factor as far as you going into a physical location is not there. But we still have other ways to be able to track, you know, exactly what you're doing as far as, you know, we'll incorporate in our programs. We do things like besides the exercising portion of it, we do things like you'll have a detox. You know, we detox all of our clients detox every first of the month, you know, for 3 to 7 days, 3 or 7 days, 3 to 7 days more so. You know, a nutrition guide where we're, you know, holding you accountable. And so, you know, even if you're long distance and you're on the health coaching program, you know, we have you fill out the form that says, okay, this is what I ate at this time, boom, 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 and you turn it in every week. So that's the accountability factor. As far as the exercising portion of it, still an accountability factor because, hey, you know, we want to know if you're doing what we're saying, what we drew up for you to do. So in that case, record yourself. And when you record yourself, send it over to us. So that way we have a record of you doing these things because a lot of times people just lack accountability. And if nobody is holding them accountable, it's not going to get done because you're telling me to exercise and my couch is right here. The kitchen is over there. My bedroom is over there. You're telling me I need to. Yeah, right. You know? So yes, and then anybody who's local, you know, within, 30 miles of the Smyrna area, you know, we please just reach out to us. Our social media is LOJ Fit Club. And those who may have tuned in a little later is Lion of Judah. So you can remember it's LOJ Fit Club. That's Instagram, Facebook. Those are the two main social media outlets we use. And then the website is LOJFitClub.com. And you're able just to kind of, you know, check out a few things about us and, you know, see some of the team. Got a very special team who do a lot of great work, and all of us, you know, do a lot of other things. Also, another local thing that we do locally is we actually do a vegan meal prep. So we will actually prep, you know, your food for the week. And, you know, of course, it'll be all plant-based. Everything is organic that we do, non-GMO, and the high-quality you know, high-quality ingredients and, you know, things like Himalayan pink sea salt versus table salt, you know. And, you know, so just things like that, you know, we offer all of those, you know, and everything in between. Anything that has to do with, you know, preventative health, you know, massage therapy and, you know, and like I said, health coaching. You know, we have yoga classes and we have African dance fitness classes on the weekends as well. So, you know, those are the type of things. Also, we do grocery store tours once a month. So we teamed up with Seven Under here in Atlanta, and once a month we'll go and do a grocery store tour where we'll show, you know, give you pointers on, you know, things to look for and, you know, what is the electric diet? What is Dr. Sabi talking about? And we'll, you know, just explain, you know, a lot of those things to the best of our ability to where you can learn a lot.
Mm-hmm. Do you still do the Sugarless Week and the live diet for a week? We used to go through the Sugarless Week, and then we would go through the week where we ate everything live. You still continue that?
Yeah. So me personally, yes. Not
you personally,
before,
yes.
Like, yeah, me personally, yes. Sugarless Week, live weeks. You know, certain days, no salt days and no sugar days.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, absolutely.
I can look forward to that because after the 2 weeks were up, you were so energized and so, you know, full of, you know, the natural stuff that it was like, wow.
That's right.
It really
helped. Fasting,
it really
fasting on the fasting on the Sabbath day, you know, things like that. I still incorporate for my personal self. Mhm.
So is there a phone number for you, Tori, where people that want to call you and talk to you?
Yeah, so it'll go straight to the company line. The client support director will be able to answer it. So the phone number is, and then she'll direct the call to me. She'll, you know, notify me. But it's 470-377-1237. And then the best way to reach me directly is you can email me at lojfitclub@gmail.com. And that's a good email for me. I got like a million emails, but that one is a good one for me.
Okay. All right, we're gonna give that again before the end of the program. I just wanted to make sure that Tori provided you with that because a lot of times we get crammed up at the end and try to do all of that. So I want to make sure we do it now because I know you guys want to reach out to Tori and get his assistance with your fitness, wellness, movement program for 2017. And, you know, you've given us, I mean, like, it's just a lesson and not just an overview of what you do, but how our overall life and our living and the quality of our living. I know that I won't look at water ever the same again when you were talking about the movement of water, you know. You don't want water that's just standing still. It needs to be moving in order for you to get, you know, the benefit out of it. And, like, it's those things that for me, painted a picture, and it will just jog my memory as I move about, you know, and am doing different things. And so I really appreciate how you broke it down and what having that experience in living in your culture as well, and you guys did that tag team. It's so important, you know, that we bring information to people and that we can share. When we don't know and all we're exposed to is what we live up under, particularly here in the United States with so many trials that are going on with our food, you know, we're test tube creatures anymore. The big agriculture businesses are developing these plants that they call food, and but they're developing them and the toxins that they spray on the food to be able to withstand each other, you know, that so that the bugs won't be drawn to them. And bugs, I mean, to me, that lets you know that the food is real, right? I mean, like, the food is real food. So if you see something and no bugs is getting on it, something is not quite right about that. But, you know, we have become such a lazy society, and it's been by design. We have these fruits now, and we target the babies, you know, or buy the cuties or whatever they're called, because they don't have any seeds in them, and so the kids can, you know, they can just eat them. But, I mean, how can you start off with any item that comes from a seed, and then when you open it up, there's no seed in it? Where did the seed go? That would be my first question. And I've always had people to look at me like I'm strange, you know, but I'm like, this is just common sense. You know, how can, you know, you put the seeds down for the watermelons and for the grapes and, you know, all this stuff. But when they grow, you're eating them, the seed have disappeared. And to me, that is just going against the rules. So I appreciate you talking about the holy concern. I like that, and I would like to incorporate that with my friends because it takes on a whole different energy. It's a spiritual energy when you come from, look, this is my holy concern for you versus, you know, doing it any other way. So I really appreciate that you gave us as well. And there was one other part that, and the diet and the livid, because our words are very, very powerful. And the more that we concern ourselves with the words that we pick and choose to describe who we are, to describe where we are, to describe what it is that we desire in the world, that we become more joyous and we become more free when we're not ridden with words that goes against, like you were saying, Tori, that goes against those very desires of our heart. So I really appreciate your overall approach to life and living and tying it all together with the nutrition and the body movements and our thoughts and all of that. It was actually just, I mean, I've taken so many notes, and I just thoroughly appreciate it. And with you taking the lead in your family, you know, at 18 to get this business going, I'm so proud of you, and I appreciate the work that you're doing. And I just want to make sure I said that. So we have about 15 minutes left in the show. For anybody that is on the call that have called in, if you have a question for Tori, you know, to push one, and we will answer your questions and allow you that one-on-one with Tori. And don't wait until the last minute, because I'm not going to accept the call. So if you want to talk with Tori, now would be the best time for you to push the one, or either call us at 516-531-9819, and then once you complete the call, then push the one, it signals us to let us know. So we've got a caller, and it is caller 503-453. Give us your name, where you're calling from, and your contribution to the call, please.
My name is Star Waters. I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia, and I have just been beaming all over, vibrating, almost levitating. I mean, Tori, I like where you're coming from. I'm a vegan. I got goals for being the oldest raw vegan bodybuilder sometime in the future. And I need somebody like you that can steer me in the right direction and not try to give me no milk and tell me to eat eggs and all that stuff, what you usually get from, you know, trainers or whatever. You know, I like what you're talking about, and it just really gravitated to my soul. So thank you for your purpose, you living your purpose, and being that satellite or that sun radiating out to the rest of us little stars. Thank you so much.
Oh, man, that was such powerful words, and it is you, or, you know, people like you and spirits like you that I have to be strong for and to continue to fight, and whatever it is that I, whatever obstacles that face me, I have to continue to, you know, to break those obstacles down for the simple fact that I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing this for, you know, again, souls like yourself, and we will win, and we will show the world that it is possible, and that we will show the world that it's the best. Is the best way. And what I mean by the best way is the simple fact, not saying that nobody else's way is not, you know, suffice, but we will be able to get the things that we desire without having to harm any animals or have to, you know, make sure or going in a direction that is not pleasing unto the earth, which is a living thing just like we are. So I really appreciate the kind words again, and we will make it happen, and I would love to be able to meet you.
Oh, you're going to, no doubt. As soon as I was making me some guacamole to put on.
My favorite.
Oh, but check it out, my brother. I made some Jamaican kale crackers, okay? And I put the guacamole on there. I mean, I'm in – by myself, having all kind of orgasms because it's delicious.
and
then you put the topping on the cake. It's like, oh my God, this brother has got to say the phone number again. I already got the fit, the LOJ Fit Club, Instagram, Facebook, and I don't know where else you're at. But once I get that phone number, I'm about to find out. Oh, and also the Gmail. So yeah. You will see me. Thank you very much. And thank you, Sandy.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Sandy.
You know, it's my pleasure, Star. It is my pleasure.
All right. All right.
And
I want to tell
her name, Star Waters.
Right?
Say it again.
Sandy.
I said, when I meet the best, I've got to bring them on.
Oh, yeah, and you do. And you do. That's why I listen in, because I know that the best will be coming up every Tuesday evening, definitely. So thank you for being on the watch. Thank you so much.
And Star,
yes,
this
ma'am.
Is Armin.
Yes,
I love your name.
Oh,
I love your name, Star Waters. Water
Star
is a very fitting element. Can't do without it.
It is above,
look,
so it is below.
She's a shining star. She's a light. I love your name.
Yes.
A lot of energy
we
in
all
your name.
Are.
Absolutely.
We are all light. Thank you so much.
So we have right around 8 minutes left, and so I would like to completely turn the rest of the show over to you, Tori, for however long or not you would like to take. Let's make sure that we give the phone number out again. How people can contact you, maybe an overview of your programs, whatever it is that you want to leave with us to enrich us to motivate us into moving our bodies. You may want to go back through what that natural body movement is or whatever it is. So I'm turning the show over to you. But first of all, let me thank you for being such a willing vessel, not only to be on the show tonight, but to heed the calling that has been placed on your life to be that lead in your family. And obviously, you're doing it in the right energy for your family to be following you, because you're not the oldest, from what I heard. You're somewhere in the middle in that family. And so your love and your compassion and your energy has galvanized your family, that everybody's coming together. So I salute you on that. I thank you for the work that you're doing. I thank you for the blessing that you have on all the lives, and for reminding us of our connection to the earth, to this living planet that we're on. And so with that, again, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, and I love you, and it's all yours. Take us on out.
Oh, man, Miss Sandy, you really, 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 you about to make me pull up my laptop to do some work right now. Man, I really love that. I appreciate it. It never stops. I appreciate that so much. And I want to first say that, man, Miss Star, she started saying all those food items she preparing, and I just worked out an hour ago too. She's about to start making me send me her address, and pull up and get me some of them Jamaican crackers and guacamole. Man,
you don't have to worry, my brother. It's gonna be yours. I'm gonna make it for you.
Oh man, I'm waiting. I love
batch.
Food.
All right,
man. Thank you. And that's another thing, is that's the beauty of, you know, being on the plant-based living as well, is you don't have to worry. You know, they came out with so many ways that, you know, you got to track, you know, what you're eating and your calorie count and high protein this and low carb that, and all that stuff is really gets mind boggling. And so it's really not realistic, you know, or things like, you're not downing anything, but at the same time, it's not realistic for somebody to go and, you know, do Jenny Craig and be on Jenny Craig for the rest of their life, because at the end of the day, your mind is not supposed to be a hard process as it relates to putting things inside of your body. So when you start doing all these things and it becomes a math equation on how, you know, what you need to be eating and how all that kind of stuff, it's not likely that somebody's going to stick with it. So you're just going to keep going up and down and down and up and up and down and down and up. So the beauty of, you know, returning back to the earth for your source of your foods, is that subject alone is so important. You don't have to worry about, you know, how much of this and that and this and these types of things. Now, things like anything that's processed, like breads and pastas and things like that, that's something different. As it relates to vegetables and fruits, you know, I mean, you showed me somebody who literally, you know, had to watch their weight because they were eating too much celery or kale. Like, it's unheard of. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So what it does, you know, is exercise and proper plant-based nutrition is the perfect equilibrium to where your body needs to be. So if you start catching yourself gaining weight during that process of switching, then your body is telling you that you were probably underweight. And when you catch yourself losing weight, then your body is telling you that you were probably overweight. So it's the beauty of, again, that natural intelligence that our bodies have, that, you know, when you just return back to the source. And too many times we place so many, you know, so much emphasis on things outside of ourselves and the human body, that we start to think that these products and this company and this product is going to be the next big thing. You know, even though, you know, we sell one of the most, well, actually, it's considered the most nutritious plant in the world, which is called Moringa. You know, and people from, you know, some people from my community have Moringa farms in Ghana. So we take it and, you know, we ship it over here and we put it in bottles and, you know, we sell it. But even though, you know, something that as magnificent as I can say that, hey, pull out your phone. And when I say ask, you know, your phone, you know, ask Google, what's the most nutritious plant in the world? And Moringa comes up. I still don't allow people, or I still try to recommend and steer people in understanding that it's not even the Moringa that is the superpower. It's the power of your body. All the outside supplements are doing, all those supplements are doing is helping your body get back to a state to where your body fights it off. The supplements are not fighting the things off. It's your body, but those are just reinforcements to be able to get your body, which is the real miracle, back to its natural alkaline state so that nothing that's detrimental to it can exist. And when you understand that concept, and when you understand and stop putting all the emphasis outside of you, then you'll be able to walk into your greatness and be able to perform at an optimum level. And it's never too late. There's no such thing as being too late. There's never too late. You know, and, you know, Sister Star said she wanted to be, you know, one of the things she said is, you know, she wanted to be the oldest raw vegan, you know, bodybuilder. And, you know, I'm sure that she's seen, you know, on social media now, everything is so accessible to us, but I have seen some ladies. I have seen some men and women, but primarily women. I have seen some women who are in their 60s, 65, 66, 67, you know, 70 years old. And I mean, yep. Yes. And when I
Ernestine
tell you.
Ernestine Shepherd is 80 years old.
And when I tell you, you look at these individuals and you're like, what in the world? And a lot of them, I read their stories and I do my research, and, you know, a lot of them, for example, one of my...
We got 60 seconds left.
Okay. One of my favorite is Chef Babette from, she has a restaurant in California. This lady's 65 years old, and you would never be able to tell. So that's really what I wanted to, you know, share. And, again, thank everyone, and I really had enjoyed myself, and I hope to be back one day.
You will. You will. So let me just give you these numbers again real quick. The phone number, 470-377-1237, LOJFitClub@gmail.com is the email, and LOJFitClub on Instagram and on Facebook. We love you. We love you. And we're out of here. Time is up. We'll see you next Tuesday, same time. I love you so much.
Good night.
Good night.